Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
I don't want to judge Malcolm Turner until I see the job he does, but unfortunately, I'm judging the job he just took. And I don't feel confident in that job. So therefore, I can't say that I like the hire that was made today, hiring the NBA G League president to be the new AD at Vandy. And I've heard nothing to do with Malcolm Turner at all.
I've heard a lot of bad things over there. Obviously, I had some insight into the search with the Army AD, who was told he was one of two finalists, and then he was out of it, and they were bouncing around. I've heard of phone calls that Nick Zeppos did not take.
I've heard of one big time candidate that wanted out of their job right now, that wanted Vanderbilt.
Oregon?
And they would not call. No.
Oregon was one.
Well, there's another one out there too.
Here's all you need to know about that job. They are announcing and introducing him to the media via teleconference today. Vanderbilt just hired an AD. An SEC school just hired an AD. And they have been waiting to make this announcement. This is not this. Malcolm Turner has been no secret.
G League's not even in season.
And they are announcing him via teleconference.
Hey, they did this with Laviolette. And Chad's former boss went berserk about that. That turned out all right.
The SEC is A-list conference. And Vandy constantly comes across as living their life on the D-list.
Well, G-list. Let's call it G-list. The G-list.
Now. Life on the G-list. But it has nothing to do with Malcolm Turner, and I'm trying not to come across that way. Very smart guy in reading his background. But the fact that you have Zeppos touting the guy's G League success and unprecedented growth across all areas of its business and basketball operations, from record numbers of NBA G League alumni in the NBA to its first-of-its-kind expanded entitlement partnership with Gatorade. Gatorade, who partners with Everybody. High school in the country.
Gatorade, who partners with my website. Tout me for
Yeah, let's tout Gatorade, who partners with literally anything with a ball.
Yeah.
Paul's making a note.
I want to contact Gatorade. I want to thank Gatorade for their contribution to tnhighschoolfootball.com and the just unprecedented growth of that site.
Look, I'm
with Vandy's AD.
I'm with Hutton. I mean, I think the thing is here, you want to be hiring a guy who's lauded coming in the door, and instead we're saying, look, nothing against you personally, but show us. Instead of, woo, this guy will have to do a bad job for us not to like him. We're doing this guy will have to do a good job to show us that he's worthy.
Well, and it's not just that he's going to have to do a good job to show us.
David Williams didn't even know who this guy was.
No. That's right, he didn't.
No.
No clue. Vanderbilt as an administration is going to have to show a little bit in this also. Not a little bit, a lot. Because you hire a guy from the G League. First off, would we all agree that Vanderbilt athletic director should be on paper an enormous promotion from Yes. director of the G League?
Yes.
Yeah. We didn't know that the G League had a commissioner. We know that Vandy has an AD.
You know who he was replaced by? Sharif Abdur-Rahim.
Replaced him as G League?
Yes.
Boy, they got that done quickly. Was he the vice commissioner?
I don't know.
League we didn't know how to commission?
No clue.
He was running a car dealership in Sacramento, I believe, actually, at the time. Those were the qualifications. Yeah, it's a weird hire. Look, I'm not going to crush Vandy for going outside the box. I mean, it is a little bit different. They looked at a different avenue to find an AD. I just need to be convinced that Vanderbilt is going to allow this guy to do what he wants in terms of turning the fortunes of the athletic department, facilities-wise, marketing-wise. This, to me, looks like a marketing hire. Like, you're essentially hiring a guy who has a history in marketing things that aren't popular.
Well, do you think he'll run commercials here that don't advertise games that have been played 3 months ago?
Yeah, or back...
I mean, if that's what they're looking for, hey, congrats.
or doing a minute spot hard. Instead of back-to-back 30-second spots that reintroduce the same coach over and over again. I mean, just little things like that. This isn't even like a real attention to detail we're talking about.
No,
just
it's
the
not.
Bare minimum of what just you need to do effort, as an athletic
just
department.
A little effort.
I just want to see effort with this guy. I'm going to give him a shot. I want to see effort. But Hutton, the first thing that jumped out to me was exactly what jumped out to you. That I get the email from Vanderbilt from, let me see here, Alan George at Vanderbilt. Never met Alan George. Sure, he's a good guy. Good morning. I invite you to join us for a tele press conference.
Yes.
To discuss the appointment of Malcolm Turner as Vanderbilt University's new athletics director.
Can't wait a day and get him in town. Let's go ahead and announce this.
Couldn't get him in yesterday. That'd be crazy.
It's just, if you don't want to be seen as low budget and low production, then don't do things that are low budget and low production.
Yeah.
Well, this is the sort of thing he's going to fix. The next AD will be introduced with great fanfare and live and in person after this guy shapes up the department.
Yes, Malcolm, first question. Why are we talking to you via teleconference right now? And not at
even if he's out of the
conference?
Country or something. Like you do it at when he returns. There's no rush to announce this today.
They said they were going to introduce him.
Well, that's funny because that was Vandy. The LaViolette thing was he was out of the country coaching an international team, right?
Yeah. It worked out all right.
That a previous boss was incensed by. I would love to hear from some Vanderbilt fans on this at some point today.
I think it's just an example of how they treat the department.
Well, and look, the Vanderbilt fans we normally hear from, they are disgusted with the administration and the lack of a plan for a football stadium. And they're disgusted with the administration on a lot of different fronts. If you heard a couple of the names that I've heard that wanted the Vanderbilt athletic director job that did not receive a call, that
did
let
not
it
get
be
a
known
call return.
Through different avenues that they wanted the job that didn't even get a call back, you would be disgusted.
Nick Zappos's phone etiquette is poor. I think between what I've heard and what Chad has heard, we could say that definitively. And that's a huge disappointment. When you're a guy in a big role,
I'm not surprised,
with a big opening, and you are getting calls from people who want the job or want to talk to you about the job, about somebody, you have got to carve out the time to hear from those people, to be a good citizen, a good member of the NCAA. It is a simple, easy thing to do. And if you don't do it, you look like a jerk.
615.
And if you don't do it, you look like a jerk because you might be a jerk.
737-1045, 737-1045. Would love to hear from you on this. And I can say this because I've heard it from multiple people. Do you guys think that whatever's going on at UCF has been positive athletically over the last 4 or 5 years? Is that an athletic department that most athletic departments out there
yes.
that had been down on their luck would like to emulate?
Yes.
Well, that's a possibility that was by the wayside for Vanderbilt. And Paul, you thought another school.
Oregon.
Yeah.
Nonstop sports talk just got bigger. The Wake Up Zone, midday 180, 3HL, and the Big Six. Non-stop sports talk from 6 a.m. till 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. 104.5 The Zone.
Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. Vanderbilt begins life on the G League. A-list to the G League.
The G Life.
Before you mock the A-list, yeah, whatever. Paul and Chad are sitting here telling you that there were A-list possibilities.
Interesting.
That were interested in talking to Vandy. And Nicholas Zappos didn't have the time to call them back.
He's a very, very busy man.
He doesn't have the time to speak on a new stadium.
Here's my question. Because we were talking about this with the Tennessee offensive coordinator search. We all want Tennessee's money guys to get out, right? Charlie Anderson, the Haslams, we want them to get out of decision making. Can Vandy get John Ingram in the decision making? Like that, can you take something away from Nick Zappos? Would John Ingram return the call of Oregon's AD or UCF's AD? Like we need a role reversal. Like someone with the money needs to take over at Vanderbilt and say, No, I'm a billionaire. This is how we're going to conduct business from here on out.
Nick Zeppos was too busy not answering the 35 emails that I've sent him in contiguous weeks
to answer these calls.
That's what it was.
Hey, here's an idea. Let's act like we're in the SEC and not a liberal arts college in New England that plays Division III lacrosse for once.
Hey, hey, hey. Those people can answer their phone also and play lacrosse.
Well, those people aren't having Oregon and UCF's AD want the job.
And they're not having $40 million checks written their way per year.
No. No, the Patriot League is not dispensing money at that rate, last I checked.
Those people have some pretty good endowments up there.
Well, they do, but they're not getting it from their leagues.
No.
Think about taking over this job if you're Malcolm Turner.
I'd be scared to death.
You have no support.
I'd be scared
You have to be your marketing agency.
It is not set up to...
You're not allowed to approach certain donors and fundraising efforts.
There's no... Anything close to consensus or support to address your biggest issue,
Zeppos does not care about sports. Period.
What's Zeppos? How old is Zeppos?
Who cares?
Well, I'm trying to age him out of the job.
He's not that old.
I'm trying to age him out of the job. So don't take it back. That's why.
No, I don't take it back. I don't care how old Nick Zeppos is.
If Nick Zeppos is close to retirement, then there's hope for a new chancellor, and then the new chancellor maybe cares about a football season.
He's 63 years old.
It's getting up there. Getting up there. 67 retirement age.
Two years away from typical retirement age.
Yeah. Nick, how's the yacht?
Here's where I stand on all things Vanderbilt athletics. You can be both. You can be an elite academic institution, and you can pump a lot of money into sports.
Northwestern and Stanford manage. I mean, those are the moms.
I do believe that they're paying. They pay their coaches well. You know, Tim Corbin's getting paid very well. I think Derek Mason's getting paid well. I think Bryce Drew's getting paid very well. But you need to spread it out. To me, right now, the mantra is just let's pay our coaches a lot of money and let them figure everything out. Tim Corbin can go raise money with David Price and build a stadium if he wants. We're not going to handle football facilities. We're just going to pay a coach and hope for the best. You need to spread that wealth around. Pay your coaches, absolutely. Go out and get top coaches. Pay them good money when they do a good job. But also, do something to the football stadium. Spend some more money on Memorial Gym if you need to.
Just acknowledge it. Yes. No, they will not acknowledge that
if
there's
a... acknowledge it, then people are going to want you to build it.
Acknowledging it for Nick Zeppos doesn't equate to running down a back stairwell at Wild Horse Saloon while screaming anchor down at reporters.
Right.
When asked about it.
Frank leads us off on the phones. Hey, Frank.
Frank A.
Take Zippy's rocket ship and send him to outer space. But, you know, how does Vandy not give Danny White? I was a Danny White supporter on this whole deal. I thought he would, you know, UCF maybe hasn't played the top competition that some people, but he and his fan base think they won a national championship last year. And as a Vanderbilt fan.
Look at how he markets, because I was talking about Danny White at Central Florida earlier. Look at how he markets that program. Look at their home game atmosphere at the old Citrus Bowl there in Orlando. That's what Vandy needs, is someone who can push excitement within the fan base and even bigger within the greater Nashville community.
And how do you not call Rob Mullins at Oregon? Oregon was one of the most prestigious sports programs in this country, and you don't give that guy a call. I mean, it's just an idiot.
You don't even have to call him. You just have to answer.
Yeah,
no dialing involved.
And as a Vanderbilt fan, a longtime fan, one of the things that bothers me about, you know, and I think Chad hit on just a second ago, I'm not a liberal, okay? Not everybody in Nashville is a liberal. And the Vanderbilt athletics and the administration is running off a lot of people in Nashville with their liberal, crap. And
what's happening liberal here in the athletic department? Nothing. It doesn't have to be political.
But as a university, they're very liberal.
But it has nothing to do with the athletic department right now.
It does, because here's the problem with this, Paul. There's nothing to do with the athletic department. It's all about Nick Zeppos and Vanderbilt. It's all just tied in. This is my point with this. Separate the two a bit. Go hire someone who cares about athletics. You can still be an elite academic school and have a badass athletic department and put a lot of that money back into it. See Stanford and how they do it. Now, and he's right on this. Politically, I hear this from a number of Vanderbilt fans. Vanderbilt at times makes the mistake that they believe that the fan base is representative of their student body and people that go to the school, and that's not the case. There are a lot of very liberal political people that go to Vanderbilt and that run Vanderbilt. That fan base is not the not in the South. Not your standard Vanderbilt fan from the South. It's just not the case. And I think there is a bit of a distance with that, with the school and with them.
Malcolm Turner has to come across today as the James Franklin of ADs. And that's unfortunate. Because that's what it's going to take via teleconference.
Okay, let's go to this decision not to call back Mullins at Oregon or not to, to talk to Danny White at UCF. The first thing, the alarm bell that goes off to me when I hear that, that they don't even want to talk to them, they didn't want to talk to them because they know those guys were powerful enough people and personalities to do things their way at Vanderbilt. And that's why they didn't want to talk to them. They hired a guy that just took a huge promotion because they know he will be so grateful for that opportunity and that job. He will do whatever Nick Szepo says. If someone in Nick Szepo's office tells Malcolm Turner not to talk to donors or whoever they don't want him to talk to, they're not going to talk to them. You think Danny White from UCF is going to come in and let Nick Szepo say, you can't go raise funds for this football stadium? No. That's why they didn't want to hire those guys, because they knew they were powerful enough and good enough at their jobs that they were going to go in there to get things done.
Let's go to Mark next. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, hey, guys. I really like the show, and one of the reasons I like you guys is that you're real. So this is a great dialogue. I think what you're going to get is David Williams 2.0. That's
unfortunate.
And
maybe with better shooting.
And while I respect David Williams, I heard him when he was on the show. And, you know, obviously accomplished guy. He did have a certain level of arrogance about his accomplishments. And he is entrenched on the women's bowling team is just as important as the football team.
Well, that's all he's allowed to grasp onto, honestly, though, Mark. I don't blame him, because that's the victory he's allowed to have.
Well, true, but and somebody mentioned political correctness. You know, you have to understand with Szepo's, they sandblasted the word Confederate off of the library and paid the Daughters of the American Confederacy $1 million so they could do that. And it does extend over into sports because, again, they don't put emphasis on football. Bottom line is, if I had a 4- or 5-star son that had NFL potential, there's no way I would allow him to go to Vanderbilt, even though it's a great academic school. Because, number one, they don't have a chance of winning the conference. They don't have a chance of competing for the SEC championship. And their facilities are terrible. So, you know, my 5-star kid is going to go to Alabama, is going to go to Tennessee, sure, not Vanderbilt, period.
Right. But he's not going to get a degree that's nearly as good if you're worried about his degree. I mean, that's their case.
Well, and I mean, look, you can get to the NFL from Vanderbilt. They're going to have a number of guys drafted in this draft. And that's a credit to Derek Mason and their player development. I mean, of those guys that are going to get drafted.
And to James Franklin before.
Juwan Williams is the one guy who you thought when he went to Vanderbilt, oh, that's an NFL player, the way he was ranked in recruiting. The rest of those guys, they developed. The more and more I see the way Vanderbilt operates, the more I think Derek Mason's doing a great job.
Yes.
Given what he's been given.
But think about that, though.
To get to 6-6, but that's the sad part. To get to 6-6 2 out of 5 years, I'm saying that Derek Mason is way overachieving based on what resources he's allocated at Vanderbilt in the SEC.
You feel like you're making progress, and then you stop and look around, and you have to ask yourself, is this really progress? I'm being praised for this? Like, if you're a competitor, you have to ask yourself that.
Swimming upstream.